Today's Daf Yomi is Gittin Daf Mem Beis, and Daf Yomi tells us something so powerful, because the Daf Yomi the last few days is talking about a slave, and who could be a lower on the totem pole in the society of the ancient world than a slave? And who's higher on the totem pole, so to speak, than a Kohen? A Kohen serves in the temple. But yet the Talmud on today's Daf Yomi has a subversive text. The Talmud tells us that let's say there was a Kohenes, let's say there was a woman who was married to a Kohen, and she has a slave, and the slave and her both give birth at the same time, and their offspring gets mixed up. Then they could, they both can eat from the truma, and they both divide up their, when they go to get the truma, they both have to get it together from the threshing floor. And the reason is because we want to make sure we don't know who's the Kohen. And so therefore, once they grow up, and once this mixture grows up, they free each other. But think about the implications of what the text is saying. The text is saying, you think that, you can't, don't for a second say that this slave, this Eved Kenani, is any way worse, any identifiable feature that they're worse than the Kohen. There's no way to tell them apart. They're identical. Meaning to say, don't think that you're better if you're born into a specific part of society than anybody else. That you can't tell them apart. And they take one piece together on the threshing floor.